Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. You're outside, and suddenly someone calls out your name. You turn and see fire engulfing a nearby shrub, but it doesn't burn up. The one calling you identifies himself, the only true and living God. You are standing before God himself. What would your initial reaction be? Perhaps your initial reaction wouldn't be that different from Moses, who hid his face when he had this very experience. After all, who can stand before a holy God? We have sinned. We are imperfect. Who can stand before God and live? You can. It's true that if you tried to stand on your own two feet based on the good you think you've done, you would surely fall. But the true and living God is a loving and forgiving God. And because of his love and forgiveness, we can one day stand before God in his holy presence in heaven. 1,500 years after God appeared to Moses at the burning bush, he came down in a greater yet less threatening way. Jesus Christ, true God from eternity, and the one who spoke to Moses at the burning bush, came to lay down his life so that you stand forgiven before God. God doesn't come to meet us at a burning bush. Instead, he has chosen to come to us and speak through the words of the Bible. And because of what he tells us there, you don't need to hide your face in fear. You can listen to the good news your God has for you. Lord, give me the confidence to stand before you not on my merits, but by your love and mercy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.